When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! So, man, it's guys. Oh, I forgot to say hello.
See? Hello, Jillian.
Hello, Manus. Guys, Manus has the floor covered in
this is what you call
what?
Radio gold.
Articles.
This is podcast gold out there. Out there in the frontier.
I mean, literally, the rug, littered with paper.
The rug frontier is what it is.
Littered with paper.
It's like walking on an aisle of gold.
Go ahead, Janice. I mean, tell them some of your favorites from that little pile you picked out over there.
Well, I've got
yeah.
Why We Buy Clothes We Never Wear.
Okay.
What
Riveting.
Happens? What? It's actually quite fascinating. Mm. You know what? Don't even go there with me because I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, fiery today.
yeah. What happens to your body when you don't have sex?
Now I'm interested.
Yes.
What happens, Manus?
All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff?
Smart way. It's life hacks. I got a life hack on picking the right lane when you're shopping.
Oh. You
know, in the big lineups.
Ooh.
You know what?
I wasn't going to use any of these because I know it would upset you so tremendously, but I am curious about the what happens when you don't have sex. What happens?
Would you like to know?
I would.
Isn't it kind of, don't you think that's more of a segment too?
Why not just open with a bang? I fast forward through all our first segments anyway.
Wow. All right.
I'm like this. And then I wonder why you don't shut me up or why you don't edit me. I mean, geez.
You know what?
It's so boring. I just talk.
I do edit.
Bitch
you.
And complain.
I do
edit. I mean, do your
yeah,
job.
You know what? I'm. You know what we're going to do
snip,
together?
Snippy, snippy.
You know what we're going to do together today? We're going to do a gratitude list.
Oh.
I am grateful for.
You know why?
Alcohol.
No. No, I think that it might take away the burden you feel when things don't go right for you. Because I remember there was a thing where you said to me recently, I think I've decided to hate you this year, Janice.
Oh.
Because
that was well, good. I forgot.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I've
why,
decided
why?
To hate you this year, Janice, because I seem to be having a
oh,
good year.
Oh, you're having
year.
A good year.
I seem to be. You said
yeah,
I've
no,
having...
I do hate you, though.
Now, I know you do, and I'm not really sure why.
Well, I need you, and that bothers me.
No, you don't.
No, do. Can't, no, do.
But now, the thing is, I
do.
Think, though.
And I
if...
hate that. It's a primal thing.
I'm just saying that I think that if you wrote down... three things you're grateful for.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Three. Every day.
Okay, yeah.
It changes It changes everything.
Oh, all right. Coffee.
Coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Coffee.
And the fact that you're
my health.
Your health.
My health.
Yeah.
And I will have to say, because if I don't say it, I'll be a monster. My family.
See.
Or the health of my family.
All right.
Yeah. And sometimes they're a pain in the ass.
Now tomorrow you can come up with three more.
Sometimes I want to take them off the list and put them on the on the other side of the list. Sometimes. Especially my son. What has gotten into him? He, at four, has now decided to take to the throw yourself on the floor and have a 20-minute tantrum.
Oh, no, dear.
He literally, like, and Heidi just...
He loves your attention, that little boy.
He's just freaking, I have these moments of being like elated where I'm like, oh my God, he's just like me. And then I have these moments of being horrified where I'm like, oh God, he's just like me. It's just, but I mean, anyway,
hang on.
You don't
listen to this message though.
Oh yeah.
My friend Kathy told me.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay. Yeah.
Life is to be enjoyed.
She's wrong.
Not endured.
I don't think she's wrong.
Life is to be enjoyed, not endured.
Yeah, that sounds good, but I don't know.
Why?
Because life is full of like struggle and hardship that you can't do anything about. And then I look at it and go, okay, let's say hypothetically you are a Syrian refugee. Okay, because I can't think of any situation that's more horrific right now. Even living in a third world country with no food, no water. Like when I look at the Syrian refugee situation, I'm like, Jesus, like, and yeah. Forgive me, but I, like, and I don't feel I'm taking the Lord's name in vain right there. If Jesus is your God, like, I'm truly saying, like, how did some people pull the straw,
yeah.
Right? That like you're born there. How do you enjoy that life? You don't. So that's where you know, and you're just literally saying like, I just want to find a safe place to live my life. And countries around the world are closing their doors as if they own, like, yes, I get it, terrorism and security and all that. But I mean, for God's sake, do background checks, vet them, you know, there's ways of doing this. And did you see that Skittle thing?
No.
Oh my God, Janice, I don't want to ruin this segment because we were going to do something light and fun. But to make a long story short, Donald Trump's son had a picture of a bowl of Skittles and said, would you take a handful of Skittles and eat them if you knew that three would kill you? And he goes, that's the Syrian refugee crisis. And people were taking pictures of children coming out of bomb attack, you know, saying, not a Skittle, you sociopath. But and then someone else did the math and they were like, in truth, if we were really to look at this, it would be a swimming pool of Skittles. And, you know, one might kill you. But anyway, whatever. That's not the point. I don't need to get political. I don't know. All I know is if that person, that refugee, that could be you. But for the grace of God, it isn't. And it very well could be. So, you know, my thing with life is that when life is cruel and when life is unfair, those of us who are blessed, that I think our lesson is to try to make it more fair. Is to do our part to try to even this playing field a little bit instead of being like, nah, 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 nah. You know, but with that said, you know, when you're in that situation, I don't know where, that's when it's like you are enduring it. And I think you got to find a meaning. That's when you become Viktor Frankl, you know, the Holocaust survivor who writes Man's Search for Meaning. And not to say that, you know, everything in life is like that. You're right. You do need to stop and smell the roses. And you, I just think also we need to accept that while, yes, you're right, life should be enjoyed. We should take time and enjoy our lives. There are also, I don't want people to have the misconception that life should always be enjoyed. Sometimes life's not enjoyable. Sometimes horrible things happen. And then what do? You endure it.
But you also
learn from it, right?
Don't you always, though, try and find the silver lining in it? What is it? Like, this really crappy thing happened to me, to her, to them. what's the silver? And I know that you're saying, okay, Jenna, sure. How are you going to find a silver lining in the Syrian refugee crisis?
But that's bringing a meaning.
However,
that's all you can do, actually.
Maybe the silver lining is that, yes, there's been an influx of refugees coming into countries, and sometimes the countries can't handle it. And I think that's why there's this, like, this, hey, wait a minute. I don't know.
I don't know enough about it myself.
But maybe it's teaching
us. There's got to be an answer, for God's sake. I mean, it's like.
But maybe it's teaching us to change our way about that. Maybe that's the silver lining. I know that's far.
I just can't even. It's so upsetting to me. Anyway, it's a different conversation, and it's a dark one, and one that I and not in any position to speak about from an educated perspective. Only as a human being, seeing these things going, this is just not okay.
Yeah.
You know, no, my God, it's not okay. And yet, you know, put yourself in that position and ask yourself, you know, wouldn't you just look at the rest of the world and say, help? My God, help. You know, you're whatever. So what's with the sex thing?
Oh, so we cannot. We need to put a little musical break in here. I cannot go from this into what happens to your body.
I think you need to. I think you need to offset it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, are you in? But see, you're not enjoying this part of your life, Manus.
No. Okay.
What's
happened
to you?
we're gonna just. I'm gonna have Paul put in something just joyful right now. Okay. Now.
Who knows what it is?
Would you like to see this, or would you like me to read this to you?
No, you read it to me. Jake, okay. Manus has a pink bra on.
I know. I wore the wrong bra. I realized that when I put the shirt on. I went, oh, dear. You know what Jillian's going to say as soon as I put this on?
It's hard not to look right there at the pink bra.
I know.
Through the black shirt.
Pink
well, I didn't
Floyd.
Realize the
pink right Floyd.
Yeah.
Michael. Pink bra.
Michael likes it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how see-through this shirt was until I saw the pink mounds flowing through.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good for you, Manus. All right, so.
Bless you. Okay.
What happens?
10 things that happen to your body when you stop having sex. We'll go through them quite quickly. Oh. Jake, I know you don't need to. Jake, you can.
I can tune out?
You can relax.
Yeah, you can go take your poop.
Well, I'm curious.
Okay.
Yeah, well, God forbid.
You get sick more often.
Okay.
Okay, have more sex. There's just something about it. Okay. If you're suffering from. Okay, have.
Yeah, yeah.
Your stress levels increase.
Lack no, that's sex, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a decrease in your feel-good hormone.
Yeah, yeah, I see it.
You have a harder time getting aroused. So it's kind of like a muscle is a muscle is a muscle.
The whole thing atrophies.
Yeah, so that's why the thing, use it.
What if you're taking care of yourself?
Well, you see, this is where this study kind of gets a little. You're right.
Gray.
But I think the first one, the health, the not getting sick, is because you're sharing fluids and kissing and.
Well,
germs
we did a whole
stuff.
Segment on the benefits of kissing.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's you're absolutely right. But they're just saying that your immune system gets weaker.
It's a shame Nicole is missing this one. She would like this. She's picking up food. Go on, Manus.
Oh, your dreams change.
Mm. Oh.
On the positive side of it.
Yeah,
you start having more sex dreams and even an orgasm in your sleep. Now, I must admit, so it's not the same as the real thing. So this is the positive. But it's. Have you ever had an orgasm?
I actually have. It's a shame to say. Yeah.
Isn't it the most intense, though?
It's awesome.
Like your dream.
It's awesome.
It is. It's like, oh, my holy Toledo.
It's not the most intense for me. It's like a muted version.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently, what do you mean muted version?
It's like a, you know, like a 3.
Oh, as opposed to, what's your scale go to?
Well, if everyone has a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3.
Really? Oh, I would say it's, for me, it would be like a 9.8.
Yeah, I've only had like 2, but I woke up like, dying.
Yeah. Okay. You lose your urge to have sex. No, that's true. This doctor says you want sex less if you haven't gotten any in a while. Mm. Your libido is going to feel off or different than it normally does.
Oh, no.
So you kind of lose your. Oh, that's what happens. Okay.
Oh, God.
Now, this is if you're with somebody, you grow apart from your partner.
Yeah.
This is if you're in a relationship, which is very true. You start getting insecure about your connection that you have with your partner. You get this like you get insecure and they say other people are going to become more attractive to you. That's interesting.
Oh, that's why I just keep Heidi squirreled away at the farm so she can't really meet anyone or do anything.
Here, honey, have another duck.
Yeah.
Here's another animal.
Yes.
For the farm.
And some seeds.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Your self-esteem might suffer. Well, that's obvious. That seems kind of obvious. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for men,
yeah,
the risk of prostate cancer rises. Yep. So it's more than your immune system. This doctor, Dr. Honickman, says the risk for prostate cancer rises if they go without having sex for long periods of time. It seems unfair, but they say no orgasms.
Well, okay, but then you can handle it yourself, though.
Right.
Preventative measures.
Preventative measures. Okay.
Yeah.
Your vaginal walls get weaker. Okay. Having sex can be like, it's like when you don't, you know, it's like the Kegel, right? If you don't.
You got to do the whole pelvic floor, though. It's not, the Kegel thing is actually, we did a whole thing on it in my next book. I swear to God, it's not.
The Kegel Kegels?
It's not just, so our OBGYN, her name's Suzanne Gilbert Glenz.
Yeah.
Andy, right, who's our pregnancy fitness specialist. It's not just. Doing just Kegels won't get it done. It's a whole pelvic floor situation.
Now, I've talked to some gals.
It's not true.
And it's becoming
old 70s myth, apparently.
But I've also learned that you're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
we have all the exercises and the book and the whole thing.
And there's people starting to open, like, not open clinics, but it's part of their practice, is to
strengthen
the pelvic floor.
It's a big deal, especially pregnancy, post-pregnancy. Yeah.
Wow. And that is that for, well, I won't, don't want to get too much.
No, it's for all of it.
For
though.
All of it.
Everything. Bathroom function, the whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Peeing yourself.
Well, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Now, the number
10.
Yeah. This is a good thing about not having sex. When you stop having sex, your risk of STIs will decrease. Well, that's kind of a given.
No. What if you're in a relationship?
Well, if you're not having sex. Where are you going to get the...
But if you're in a relationship, you're hopefully not going to get an STI.
Well, hopefully.
Sexually transmitted. What's an I? Oh, infection.
Infections.
Oh, infection, yeah.
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 I'm just saying. So it wasn't really... That wasn't really a knee slapper. It was more an informative. I still feel odd doing that with the...
I thought that was going to be a knee slapper.
Well, you want a knee slapper? I've got knee slappers. I'm sorry. I'm saying.
Do you have? Because...
There's a lot of people out there not having sex. I know you find that hard to believe.
Well, you don't believe that people have testicles that listen to this show, because I constantly try balance out the playing field.
No, you want me to air that segment where you were talking about testicles and all the whole segment. I've listened to it twice now. And both times...
The people want it.
It's giggly.
The people do want it.
Yeah, buddy. The people want it.
Also, if you're not having sex like Janice assumes, you could tweet me at acesfulofjakes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I might be able to help you.
But you are in a relationship now.
Yeah. We might be able to help you.
No. Because you don't have sex doesn't mean you all of a sudden want to get into a threesome.
We haven't yet, but she's into girls.
We might be able to help you.
Well, what if it's a guy?
Pass, please.
See? Now, what's that all about?
I don't, because I'm not into it, and she's...
You know what? I thought you were more fluid than that, Jake.
No.
No, see, I'm very accepting and open, but I'm just not into other guys.
You know, I think you both need to have no sex for a while and find...
What's
the tantric thing? Do what Sting and Trudy does.
You just said all the bad stuff that happens to you when you don't have sex.
Well, I don't know. I think you both have a view of sex that's, in my opinion, a little traditional.
What?
Whoa.
I think you're both kind of traditional.
Traditional?
Yes.
I've done some weird things.
I don't know. I think you guys are not really as fluid as I think you profess.
Have I professed to be fluid?
Well,
No, I'm
very. No, you said you tried
rigid.
It with the guy when you were younger and you didn't like it.
Yeah, I must admit, those testicles are not for me. They slap around, I can't.
We get each other.
Not that I don't appreciate it, Jake, I do.
Thank
it's
you.
Just not for me personally.
You know, this segment started with such promise.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, we are back, and all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, thrilled to introduce you to Kiralyn. She is an author, a life coach, and someone who lives with chronic pain. And Jillian, you know this, when we go to jillianpodcast@gmail.com, we get so many people who are asking about, how do I deal with chronic pain? I have chronic pain. What can I do about it? And I had the opportunity to speak with Kira, and she's amazing. Someone who lives with it constantly. Well, so
when did you speak with Kira?
When
did you talk to Kira?
I had a chance to speak with Kira on another show. And I thought she was fabulous. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get Kira to come on and talk to you because she's amazing.
Well, Kira, I'm glad that you're finally on the good show.
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, Jillian, this is Kira. Kira, this
yeah.
is Jillian.
Well, right. Hi, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well, thank you.
So, you know what's interesting about this? I have a family member. And in an attempt to protect this individual's privacy, I'm not going to say who, but who struggles with chronic pain. And I must admit, as an outsider, you know, there was a whole period where it was like, is this real? You know, is this mm-hmm. in your head? Is it this? Is it that? And it was wow. And, you know, now knowing more about it, but I imagine that that's got to be, you know, feeling like, I don't know if you went through anything like that, but I imagine someone that goes through chronic pain must experience the people that are like, oh, come on. Or do you think there's mm-hmm. any of that? Because like, I know with conditions like, Epstein-Barr or fibromyalgia, it, you know, I know that people are like, oh, yeah, sure. Or I've seen that before. Does any of that exist in your world?
Absolutely. And not just a little bit, but it's big. I run into it a lot because I still consider myself fairly young. I'm 41 and I look healthy. I don't look like I have any disabilities, but I live with chronic pain and illness. And I mean, I've been challenged by people on it as well who don't believe me.
Right.
And I have some friends and you know that we call it invisible illness because it's not visible. And that's why that's so challenging because people look at us, we look healthy and they forget. It's easy to forget that someone's in pain if they're not visibly so.
Right, right. And do you mind if I ask you a little bit about your story so I have some context?
Absolutely.
So when did this start for you?
This started in my teens. I was about 16 years old and I developed pelvic pain. I also shortly after that started getting anxiety. I had PTSD and started getting migraine headaches.
Oh, wow.
And I was struggling with all of that through my 20s. No, I reached, because sometimes we're actually quite good and I was managing all right, sometimes not so good. Then I hit my early 30s and I developed painful bladder syndrome called interstitial cystitis, which has been sort of my biggest nemesis through all of this.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, continued with quote unquote normal life until my mid-30s when I was hit with myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is another word for chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay.
And I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which I suspect I'd actually had for quite a long time before that.
Right.
But that's about when my life really changed. I had a major flare-up. Everything hit me and I had to quit work. Yeah, everything changed in my life about mid-30s. And from then on, I went through a really, really difficult period with depression as well. And then
yeah, because you feel like your
really
life is over, right? You're like, I can't.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to do anything. I'm not going to be able to have my own house, my own job, or anything.
Right.
It was a bad, yeah, definitely hard, challenging, bad spell.
You know, God, I wish I could be a little more transparent here. I will say that, like, my mom and I had conversations about about fibromyalgia, and she was telling me that studies are saying now that there's potentially something with the nerves in the brain that experience mm-hmm. and feel pain very differently than a person that isn't subject to it.
Exactly.
And it's fascinating stuff. I mean, and it's, you would not wish it on your worst enemy. And I think that it is mm-mm. so, it's like what you said, because you can't see it. So people don't go,
right.
Oh, okay, you're in a wheelchair. I get it. You know, or, oh, you mm-hmm. you know, you're, oh, I see you're going through chemo. I got it. You know, there is no, mm-hmm. and I think part of like not having the support must be so challenging. And so I would ask you, like, if it, you know, for the people that are struggling with this, because this is how you clearly have brought meaning to all of this is by helping other people. What is the first step if you're going through something like this?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do at first. I think it's important to acknowledge that you may be going through a grieving process if you've recently developed the the chronic condition, or if you've been with it for a while, there is grief associated with it because there's a loss. You're losing your life as you knew it. Knowing that and knowing that it's okay to be going through grief around what you've lost, I think that's important. And then given that, I think it's really important to, it's very helpful anyway, to accept where you are right now in your life. This doesn't mean that you're accepting that you're going to be here forever. It just allows you to be okay with where you are right now. So you can use right now as a starting point rather than saying, when I feel a bit better, then I'm going to work on, you know, getting better.
This is transcendent, though, that message. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry? Like,
what you're saying right here is transcendent. Like, you're speaking to me almost, and I don't have. I'm fortunate enough to not struggle with chronic pain, and there's something to that, right? It's like no matter what you're going through, it's right now. There's a accepting it like where you're at. There's a permission. There's a peace to it to a certain extent. And it's not a, oh, this is forever. You know, it's like, here's where we are. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a transcendent philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it can really be helpful to stop fighting where you're at and just accept it. Because fighting where you're at takes a lot of energy that you could be using on something else that's more helpful.
That's so true. God, that's true. And you also talk about creating a foundation for wellness. What is that? What do you mean by that?
So important. Because I feel that if you are going to live with a chronic condition, it's important to have a foundation that you can always fall back on and rely on. So first of all, your medical professionals, assemble a team and consider themselves a team, whether, you know, it might include your GP, some specialists, and some other healthcare practitioners like a chiropractor, a massage therapist, a naturopath, whatever it is that you feel works for you, figure it out and then keep them in mind as your team. I say write it down too, so that when you're going through a crisis or when you need extra support, you can look at this list and say, oh yes, there's my team members. Also on your team is anyone who is supportive of you, friends, family, coworkers, your partner. Write it down. I suggest writing like all your foundation down. So gathering your personal team as well, who you can rely on for support. And then the physical aspect of creating a foundation is simply taking good care of yourself. And that means the basics. Get good sleep if you can, and if you can't, see your doctor. Eat nutritiously.
Right.
Exercise as much as you can, whether that's simply stretching or going for a slow walk. Just doing your best to keep yourself solid physically. And then you have this foundation to rely on so that, you know, when things go sideways, because they inevitably do at some point, you can pull this out and say, okay, here's my foundation. This is what I need. And this is where I can go.
Right. I love that. That's so smart. I mean, again, that's a smart strategy though, I would say across the board. It's a great way to approach wellness in general, no matter what you're going through. And, you know, you talk about finding joy and purpose. And when did you get to a point where you said, I'm going to take everything I've gone through and I'm going to help other people? When was that moment for you?
I think that's when I was lying like a lump. Oh, it felt like a lump on the couch. I spent about a year on the couch, maybe 3 years ago, because I was having a really bad flare-up and I was in excruciating pain. And I couldn't sit up at all. And I thought, why am I even on this planet? There's no purpose for me. I just lie here every day. I eat, I sleep, and there's nothing else. And I happened to come across a book written by Viktor Frankl. I don't know if you've heard of him.
We talk about him all the time. A Man's Search for Meaning. My mom turned me on to that very book. Yep.
He's awesome. And I like his approach that you can find meaning in three places: work, relationships, or suffering.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm suffering a lot. Where can I find meaning in this? There's got to be some way for me to transform all this pain into something positive. And that's how I got the idea to write the book.
So smart. I love that. I tell people to read that book all the time. And
it was
my mom that actually had turned me onto the Viktor Frankl thing too. And I mean, I love that. I love that that was what was kind of that moment for you of going, okay, you know, this is how I'm going to bring a purpose and a meaning to this. And bring, I always say that if you have the strength of character, which I honestly don't know in situations like yours or people who undergo mm-hmm. terrible tragedies, if I would have that strength of character to sort of, to transmute that kind of pain or that kind of suffering into wisdom and depth mm-hmm. and empathy. But that is, if you can do it, that is the answer. And you have it's, done that.
Yeah.
And okay.
Thank you.
Please go on.
It's quite amazing what you can do when you're faced with a lot of adversity.
And it sounds like you have done amazing things. I want to ask you one more question. You talk about tips for dating with chronic health mm-hmm. conditions. And I must admit that the individual I know who's been through this will not date, will not flare up or no flare up. And could you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I say when it comes to dating, it's entirely up to you whether or not you even want to. Some people don't feel comfortable with it. But I would say, okay, what is it that's holding you back? If it's a limiting belief that you're not going to meet anyone, no one's going to like you, you're unlovable, you're not worthy, then that's worth challenging and pushing through and maybe getting some help addressing. If you're genuinely not comfortable with the idea, then you don't have to. But, and it is more complicated when you're dealing with chronic pain to add dating into the mix. It's important to know that there are people out there who will understand and who will be willing partners, and that you are worthy of a relationship just as much as any able-bodied person. You need to approach things a little differently. Obviously, there's always the big question about, okay, when do I reveal and how much do I reveal about my condition?
Sure.
Again, that's up to you.
Sure.
I find it really helpful to start slow and add as you go. I've tried before the first date, on the first date, slowly over time, and then in a big bunch several months in. And I found that the slow reveal was generally the best one for me. But again, sure. It's completely up to whoever it is. There's so many tips and different things to talk about. I mean, this is a huge topic, but I think, you know, the first thing that usually comes up is that self-worth, and you are worth it.
Where can people go to get more from you?
Well, I've written a book called Aches, Pains, and Love, A Guide to Dating and Relationships for Those with Chronic Pain and Illness. And in the book, I talk more about creating your foundation and clearing out your emotional baggage, and then slowly how to meet people, going on dates, navigating relationships. And there's also a chapter for people in relationships with people with pain or illness to help them see it from a different perspective.
I love it. And the book is available at all major retailers?
It's available online on Amazon.
Perfect.
It's available for Kindle, Kobo. It's going to be on Jet.com soon. So, yes, it's available most online sources.
Kira, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back and join us again.
I would love to.
Everyone, get the book, A Guide to Dating and Relationships for Those with Chronic Pain and Illness. Get it today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am feeling rejuvenated, Manus. Caffeine has hit my bloodstream. However, what I was going to talk about was ways to boost your energy naturally with food. Huh? A snappy. Yes.
No, and that's good because there's
Snap-alicious.
Some food that will make you go night-night.
Yeah, there is. And in truth, you know, we're always looking. We're all so tired all the time. And look, the obvious fix to that would be more sleep. The second obvious one is going to be hydration. Oh, my God. And it's funny because we will immediately reach for another coffee. But the reality is, you should chug a bottle of water. And Dr. Van Hurley once said, I don't know if you remember this, she said, when we get dehydrated, we're like a flower that's wilting. And it was just out. Yeah. You know, hydrate is key. Hydration. But there are certain foods that will naturally give you more energy. And I thought we should go over them. So one of them are foods that are rich. Or not one of them, but one of the key ingredients. Holy mother.
Oh, wow. One of the this is an interesting language you're speaking. Where'd you learn this one?
I'm having a stroke. One of the key micronutrients are foods that are rich in iron.
Okay.
Because it helps build red blood cells. It helps them carry oxygen.
Like
to
kale.
The tissues and
are
the
you
going to
say kale?
Well, the obvious ones are going to be, you know, look, organic grass-fed beef. You know, but if you're vegan, then you get into your dark leafies. Right? The spinach, the kale, the chard. And if you're eating beans, oh my God, if you're not paleo and you're eating beans, garbanzo beans, kidneys, lentils, right? Beans. Another big one is vitamin B.
Now,
B is big.
Talking. You keep talking, sister, because
you have it.
I have something on B.
On the floor?
Hang on.
On your floor desk?
Janice
has all these segments spread out across the floor.
Well, I know you're in B's, but this is about B12.
You go, Manus, go!
Well, do you want me to interject now?
Well, I'll say B vitamins help convert food to energy. All right? That's one of the things they do. So you go ahead. What do you have on B? Go, girl!
I'm just saying, this is five reasons you need more B12. And one of them is if you drink alcohol regularly.
Oh. Oh.
Right? Because
If you're a
boozy.
Yeah.
If you or a loved one is over the age of 50, because I guess it's, you know, the stamina, blah, 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 you get a deficiency, you take acid reflux medication.
This I've never heard. What?
Yeah. Whether you take a little purple pill or have an ulcer in the past, stomach problems and medications used to treat them to prevent your body from absorbing B12.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
just
that.
Saying, yeah.
You've been
diagnosed with diabetes or an autoimmune disease.
Mm.
So blood sugar issues.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so B12, you need, and the bottom line is B12 deficiency can be devastating, but it's easily avoidable. So just saying.
You can get a little shot in the bootay.
Yes. Yes, you can.
I get them at the farmer's market sometimes. There's a lady.
You get a shot in your ass at the farmer's market.
I swear to God.
Jillian Michaels, you bend over at the farmer's market and take it in the ass. Oh, my God.
Manus, what's wrong with you?
Manus just broke a rule.
Manus.
I just broke a rule.
I don't think she can do that, can she?
She said ass.
She said take it in the ass.
I said take it.
I don't think you can do that. You said not to do it.
I can't believe I just said that.
No, I don't think.
I'm going to edit this out. That's terrible.
I feel like we need to all start eating in the microphone right
now. No, I'm so, I apologize.
I agree, Nicole.
I've got a little salad left.
Give me a chip.
No, you know what? I am so sorry.
I don't think she's allowed to do that, guys.
No, you guys are going to start crazy. Don't. I am so, so sorry. It just fell out. It flowed so freely. Jillian, please. Oh, no, please. We must keep the rules. There's rules established on the show. I realize I broke them. Let's not let the wheels fall off the car. Please. I beg of you. I had a lapse of the mouth. No, no. These are all the things we've been working so hard at here on the Jillian Michaels show. I beg of you. I apologize with all my heart. Now, let's get past the bees.
I don't want to go on.
Please do. Please. We can't leave it here. Anyway, I think that's wonderful that you get I actually get a thing called an IV push every once in a while. And it goes in here, and I have to sit there for 20 minutes. And he says, did I tell you about the push? And he says, you know what? And I said, I don't mean to be rude, sir, to the guy putting it in. I said, but my my giggy is, I said, my giggy is burning. And he said, oh, that's what happens sometimes. I should have warned you. And I said, really? And it's when the stuff was going in, and all of a sudden I was just like, holy Toledo, either I'm quite attracted to this young man or something's happening. But as it, so I'm just, I guess I was telling you this story in case you were at the farmer's market.
Taking it in the ass.
You know what, Nicole? You can stop anytime. I was just thinking, possibly, good Lord, not only is Jillian bending over at the farmer's market, but she could be having a burning vajayjay. Now, do we need to take a break?
That brings me to something else kind of interesting. We had a meeting at Lou's school the other day, and it was because there's some kids that are bullies. And I was like, listen, you know, I may want to take her out of this school and I need to get a transfer to where her brother goes. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we go in and they were telling us about like a kid who said vajayjay on the playground and it was a whole thing and they called the parents in. And I looked at Heidi and I was like, uh-oh.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
Well, why is that bad, vajayjay?
I don't know. That kind of surprised. I'm surprised. Why can't...
Can I tell you? Oh, I don't even know if we should talk about this.
Let me put my coffee down because I have a funny feeling I'm going
to
spill it.
So one day, I'm very committed to making sure that my kids are interesting. I would like one of them to be a novelist.
Okay.
And I don't want them to be so dysfunctional that their lives are ruined, but I would like for them to have enough dysfunction in their family that they're interesting.
Oh, no, that's a good point.
So Lou is laying on the couch and Phoenix goes to bed at 7 and Lou stays up till like 8, 8:30. And it's really nice, to be honest, because she gets just, you know, you get to experience like one kid on their own and they're a different kid. And it's just, she's very cute. That's when she's like her cutest. So somehow we were talking and Heidi and I will eat dinner and we'll like sit on the floor and eat dinner and Lou will lay on the couch and talk to us. So she was like, I'm going to name my daughter Vagina. Okay. So Vagina. Hang on. In fact, let me see if Heidi can call. Let me try to get her to call. They might be at their skateboarding lesson. Can you call?
Just out of the blue. Yeah. She said that.
I'm going to name my daughter Vagina. So I was like, you are not.
You guys must have choked on the chicken that
night. I said, you are not going to name my grandchild Vagina.
Vagina. Right. Did you?
Because she's really close with my mom, right? So, and she, Grandma Joanne's my favorite. Grandma Joanne. So I was like, I just want you to know, I'm like, that's going to be my granddaughter. I'm going to love her more than I love you. And she's like, and you're going to spoil her. I was like, that's absolutely right. And I was like, I will not allow you to call her Vagina.
And it's pretty when you think about it.
Bluetooth. Hold on. Okay, so Heidi's going to call with Lou, right? Okay. So Lou, and I was like, just for that, I'm like, Mommy and I are going to call you Vagina and see if you like it. So Lou was like, only for 2 weeks. So we were like, okay, Vagina. So we were like, Vagina. It's time for bed for like 2 weeks, right? And if I forgot to call her Vagina, Lou would be like, Mom, my name is Vagina. This went on for 2 weeks in the household. So we got through it, but like there was a moment where she, you know, kids sometimes get, they go through these things and they get physically weird or they'll touch you and you're like, don't touch, you know, they'll grab your boob. Kids do.
Okay.
You know, and you have to tell them, you know, no, that's my private area. So I was like, Mom, I'm like, you can't grab my boob. I'm like, because she has a little cousin. I'm like, you can't do that. That's my private area. Oh, hold on. Hang on a second. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Is Vagina there?
Yes, she is.
Can you put her on the phone?
I'm not going to talk to my cousin. Walk away.
What?
I didn't want to go to my cousin. To wait, tell me. What?
What did she say, babe?
She said, it's been more than 2 weeks. I said just 2 weeks, and you did not follow what I said.
He put water on my foot. What did Phoenix say?
My dinosaur put water on my foot.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
and then I sprinkled water on me.
Lulu? Vagina? Can you tell me again? Manus is here. Can you tell Manus why you have been nicknamed Vagina for 2 weeks?
Because I'm my daughter. Hi.
No, you said you were going to name your daughter Vagina. Or Vagina, maybe. Yeah. I can't remember.
Vagina.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sweetheart. I just want you to know I love you. Are you going to skateboarding? Oh, we're on our way to the therapist.
Oh.
Is that surprising? All right.
Hey, wait a minute. Well, you got Heidi on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Heidi, honey, hold on a second. Go ahead, Manus. Hold her feet to the fire. She hung up. That bitch. She hung up. She hung up.
Oh, my God.
That
you know
whore.
What? There's one thing about your family that I love. They know you so well. They know when to get out when they need to. That's very good. That makes me laugh.
All right, gay vagina.
All right, now.
Oh, vitamin C, potassium,
C.
Magnesium, zinc, and calcium.
They're all the things to foods
boost
to boost
your energy.
Yeah, but you're just saying vitamin C and you're saying foods that contain those
calcium
things.
Is
yes.
Required for lipid oxidation, converting fats to fuel, right?
Yes.
Zinc affects protein synthesis and is necessary for red and white blood cell functioning. Vitamin C helps boost, helps produce carnitine, which is a molecule that helps the body burn fat for energy. Potassium is an electrolyte that regulates blood pressure, muscle activity, and water retention. So we talked about the leafy greens are big, avocados, organic red meat, bell peppers, citrus of any kind, berries, whole grains, turkey, shrimp. You know, pretty much common sense. So the thing is, maybe sleep, drink water, don't eat crap. Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com.